Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the podcast. You know, there are a lot of people today that are dealing with fear, worry, anxiety, depression, discouragement. A lot of people. Some of it is emotional. Some of it is family. Some of it is things that are happening in our nation. For example, the rioting that we've seen recently, the battling in the Middle East, nations posturing against other nations, the political divide. There's a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear in this world. And this isn't something that's new, however. People have had these kinds of struggles, well, I guess since the beginning of mankind. And the Bible, the Word of God, has a lot to say about this. You see, God knew that we would face things in our lives, and He has provided a way for you and for me to see a great victory. Now, let's talk about this for a few minutes. When worry, when anxiety or depression or something like that presents itself, oftentimes we can't find the root. We don't know what the problem is. But the Bible makes it clear. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:25 that anxiety in the heart causes depression. So we know the effects. And one of the major tools that Satan uses against people is fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of things in the country, fear of things in our neighborhood, fear of things emotionally, fear in every way. And there are natural fears, fears that we were born with. The fear of falling is a natural fear. You were born with a fear of falling, and you're also born with a fear of loud noises. Okay? But I want to do something different today. I want to share with you four key steps that you can take to overcome fear and anxiety. Richard Roberts, you mean I really can overcome it? Yes, I believe you can. Now, you might want to get something to write on or take notes on your smartphone and let these things get down in your heart. Four things. Number one, recognize the fear and address it immediately. Don't wait. Recognize fear at the first thought. Well, fear is always connected to the idea that you are going to lose something of value. And some people are troubled over things in the past, and that may be you. There's nothing in your past that you can't give to God. Some are anxious over the future. They don't know what's coming. But you can trust God about your tomorrow. And you can speak to fear. Did you know that? You can actually talk to fear, and you can command it to leave. Jesus said, "Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, so that your joy may be full." You can speak to Satan. You can command him, the devil, and say, "No more, devil. Stop it. That's enough." That's what the word rebuke means. The word rebuke means stop it, that's enough. And you can say, "I rebuke you, Satan, get out of my life." Number two, you can cast down those negative thoughts that contradict God's word. And you can watch over the thoughts in your mind. And the scripture tells you that. The scripture in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 says this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And you have the power to reject negative thoughts. You see, thoughts are like seeds, and you can replace them with faith-filled thoughts. You can command those negative things to get out of your mind and replace them with positive words. The book of Philippians is a book I really love. And over in chapter 4, the Bible says, "Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report," not bad, but good, "if there is any virtue, and if there's anything that's praiseworthy, meditate on these things." You see, you can focus your mind on these things. And you can declare scriptures out loud. And that's the third thing. Declare scriptures out loud, believing God's word to come to pass in your life. That's why quoting the word of God is so important. Okay? Mark 11:23 is one of my favorite scriptures of all. Jesus said, "For surely I say unto you, whosoever shall say," notice the word say, "say to this mountain," this problem, this need, "be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his or her heart, but believe that the things that they say will come to pass, he or she will have whatever they say." What you say is so important. Watch what you say. Guard your mouth. For example, you can make the following scriptural declarations. From 2 Timothy 1:7, "God has not given me a spirit of fear." You can say that out loud. "He has not given me fear." This fear did not come from God. Or you can use, well, also you can use Psalm 34:4. "I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears." And then take this scripture. "I will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, I will let my requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God," I love this part, "the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus." That's also the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And then number 4, pray and give your concerns to God. So many people want to hold on. They want to pray and they want to take it back. Pray and then take it back. Pray and then take it back. No. Give your concerns to God. Pray about things that you're concerned about. Tell God about it. Whatever is causing the worry, the anxiety, and the discouragement, tell God about it. And 1 Peter 5:7 makes it very clear, "casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." I guess it boils down to this. You can really trust God. You can trust him to work right in the middle of your situation. In fact, over in Romans, a book written by the Apostle Paul, over in chapter 8, verse 28, Paul says this, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God." Now notice, it doesn't say everything is good, but all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. That means you have a calling on your life. There's something that God wants you to do. It's a calling, just like I'm called into the healing ministry. You have a calling in your life. Accept that calling and step out into it. Now, before I pray, I have something very special to offer you. I've been offering it on my live TV program, The Place for Miracles, which appears Monday through Friday at noon Central Time. It's a little sign. It's not a sticker, it's a sign. I'm calling it a no-fear sign, and it has a cling backing so you can stick it on a refrigerator and pull it off and take it off. It doesn't destroy it, or you put it on a mirror, or you can put it on a window or something, or on your car. And there are two powerful scriptures on it. On the left is a scripture from Psalms, and on the right is a scripture from Isaiah. And it is a constant reminder to you that God did not give you a spirit of fear, but instead he gave you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. What does that mean? You don't have to deal with fear. You can command it to go in Jesus' name, and you can believe God to remove it. And this is a little point of contact. The sign itself has no power, but what it says is very, very important. Now to get it, just click the link, and you can get it. I pray and believe it'll be a blessing. Be sure and give me your address so that I can get it sent to you immediately. Now let's pray. Father, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God that I pray this prayer. And my friend, I come against the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the depression, the discouragement, whatever it is that's been holding you back. I curse it by the authority of Jesus' name. And I pray for you right now. And according to Psalm 107:20, which says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. According to that word, I send it to you. I send the healing power. You mean you can send the healing power? Yes, I can. In Jesus' name, I send his power to you right now by faith. And I expect a miracle. in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. So glad you joined me on the podcast today. Be sure and click on the link there and get your no fear sign. I believe it'll be a blessing to you and a constant reminder that God has not given you a spirit of fear. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.